Tim and Susan O'Connor Frazier are the co-founders of the Coast Guard Channel. They founded their production company, TAM Productions, now known as TAM Communications, in 1979, with their initial work of producing television commercials and corporate videos. In 1987, as they were exploring the possibilities of writing and producing programming for television and or motion pictures, they approached the Coast Guard to produce a TV series called Fort Point, to be based out of the Coast Guard small boat station near the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Tam has been fascinated with the Coast Guard since he was a child and had attempted to serve as an enlisted man, but a pre-existing medical condition earned him an honorable discharge before he finished basic training. In researching the Fort Point concept, Tam and Susan met with then-Lieutenant Commander John McElwain, who was in the Coast Guard Television and Motion Picture Office, MOPIC, in Los Angeles. While they were unable to get the project off the ground, 7 years later they returned to the idea of doing a Coast Guard television show, this time as a reality series. Again, they contacted MOPIC, only to find that John McElwain was back in the office for a second tour. This time as commander, McElwain and Chief Warrant Officer Dan Duell were essential in gaining Coast Guard support with such an ambitious project. The series Coast Guard, the first ever reality television series about a branch of the military service, was syndicated and aired nationwide on 110 stations from September 1995 to September 1998. TAM Communications produced a total of 68 episodes, covering over 200 stories. The series is still airing internationally as Sea Rescue and can be seen on the Bravo network in the United Kingdom. During the 3 years Coast Guard was on the air, the company also had a fan-based website, another concept that was ahead of its time in the mid-1990s. In 1997, Tam and Susan were presented a Meritorious Public Service Award from Vice Admiral Roof, then commander of PAC Area. The award was intended to recognize the O'Connor Frasers for their work to increase public awareness of the United States Coast Guard through their television show, Coast Guard. Following their syndicated television series, the company went on to produce 6 television specials for the Discovery Networks. Coast Guard Rescue Swimmers aired in October of 1998, followed by Coast Guard Helicopters to the Rescue, Dangerous Rescues and Survivors, and then High Seas Cops, all debuting in 1999. The aviation-based shows are also aired on the Discovery Wings Network, now known as the Military Channel. In 1999, Tam also produced 26 one-half-hour episodes of a series called Vacation SOS for the Travel Channel, mostly focusing on Coast Guard rescue stories, as well as direct-to-video title Perfect Storm Rescues, in conjunction with the release of the motion picture The Perfect Storm. Then in 2005, they began work on their special Coast Guard at War, profiling the Coast Guard during the Vietnam War. The special aired in May of 2006 on Discovery's Military Channel. Also in 2006, they completed their documentary, On the Wings of Eagle, about the Coast Guard Cutter Eagle, which is now, like all of their specials, a series available on DVD. In September of 2006, after assisting the producers of the movie The Guardian with footage that was used during pre-production, the film's website, and the DVD that was just released, TAM Communications launched Coast Guard Rescues, the website quickly put together to coincide with The Guardian's theatrical release, evolved quickly, and on February 1st was relaunched as The Coast Guard Channel. It is the first internet television network focused on a branch of the military. The Coast Guard Channel is an entertainment network whose mission is to deliver high-quality Coast Guard-related entertainment, including videos, photographs, and stories, whether developed by the channel or contributed by members of our viewing community. In addition, viewers can purchase DVDs of Coast Guard Channel programs. DVD quality downloads will be available later this year. So let's meet them now, the co-founders of the Coast Guard Channel. Let's welcome Tam and Susan O'Connor Frazier. And here we are with Tam and Susan O'Connor Frazier, the co-founders of the Coast Guard Channel. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, great, Dave.
Good. Well, I really appreciate you guys both giving me the time. First off, let's get it out of the way because everybody wants to know. Okay, the Susan O'Connor Frazier, is this because, Susan, your maiden name was O'Connor?
No, actually not, although a lot of people think that. My maiden name was Radcliffe, and all that O'Connor Frazier belongs to Tam.
That's my side of the family.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop the presses, folks. You're telling me a guy has O'Connor Frazier as a last name?
Yeah, well, actually, my bloodline is Irish, and it's O'Connor, and it goes back to my grandfather, who was... and my father, and when my father was born, they added Frazier to his birth certificate, and so then he had two last names. And what had happened when he was in the military, they said, you're going to be Frazier, because they weren't going to accept two last names. So I grew up as a Frazier, but I always had the O'Connor, and then as things go on, legally you have to kind of add O'Connor Frazier to all your documents, so...
What a great story. God, I love that. See, Dave is wrong again, folks. I said, well, we're going to talk to Susan about this two-name thing, you know, because that seems to be the in vogue nowadays is to have two last names.
I actually had a woman come up to me and say, you know, you were my inspiration. I got married, and I kept my maiden name just because I remembered how you did that. And I had to tell her, no, it's not mine.
I bet she was as blown away as I was. See, boy, I'd hate to be a Vegas bookie on that one. Okay, so let's talk about you guys for just a short period of time. Tam, I read the bio, and everything I saw about it, it said that you were actually in the process of being a member of the Coast Guard, and then they found some kind of medical thing that prevented you from doing it. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I enlisted in the Coast Guard back in 1974. I had a fair amount of back problems in high school. I was a ball player and such, and I couldn't play football my senior year of high school, but joining the Coast Guard was one of my dreams as a young man. And so I did, but I had gone in with, you know, explained to them I do have a back problem. And, of course, I went into basic training about 35, 40 pounds overweight with a bad back, and boot camp just kind of did it to me. And so they gave me an honorable discharge with a pre-existing medical defect. And so that was sort of the end of my Coast Guard career at that point, or at least I thought it was.
Okay, so what was the catalyst that you wanted to be a member of the Coast Guard?
Oh, well, actually, it started with my father. When I was 13, 14 years old, my father always told me, you know, if you're going to join the military, I want you to join the Coast Guard. And so I started reading up on it and went to the library and looked at all these different books. And one of the first books I came across was the Coast Guard Academy book. And it just showed all these pictures and all these great stories about life of being in the academy. And I saw that, and I saw the eagle, and I said, that's what I want to do when I grow up. And I want to join the Coast Guard Academy, I want to be an officer, and I want to go all that path. Well, as I got out of high school, I realized my future was not going to be a Coast Guard officer. But I still had that dream of joining the Coast Guard, so that's when I decided to enlist.
Tam, when did you meet Susan?
Susan and I met in high school, so we're high school sweethearts.
Wow. Yeah. You don't see many of those nowadays that are still married.
We actually, Tam was in a high school musical called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, which was ironic because then we went into business together. But and I was helping out with choreography, and, you know, it was one of those things of love at first sight.
Yeah, I've heard that slogan before.
And here we are.
But in Hollywood's case, it's love at second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth sight. You know? Okay, so you find out your dream to be in the Coast Guard is kind of squelched to a degree. So at what point, I mean, since you guys have been together since high school, at what point do you sit there and say, you know, I want to kind of do something special, and you start getting into the movie production, TV production thing that centers exclusively on the Coast Guard?
Well, see, I before I joined the Coast Guard and after the Coast Guard, I was an ambulance driver. So I was an emergency medical technician for a number of years, and so I worked in the emergency business for quite a few years. But before that, I grew up in Los Angeles and Hollywood. My godfather was a major television actor. There was a TV show called Ben Casey.
Well, of course.
Vince Edwards was my godfather.
You're kidding.
No, and I grew up on the Ben Casey set, and so I had always had this thing in my life as eventually I want to become a you know, a film director. And you know,
wow.
Because you grow up in that industry, that's what you want to do. Well, as life goes on, I was driving an ambulance, and we were a young married couple with a young child. Susan, you were working, she was working as a computer programmer. I think I came home one day and said, we're going to start a production company.
We were young and naive.
Young and naive.
Starting our own business would be really easy.
Yeah. I was kind of getting burnt out driving the ambulance. You know, back then and back in the mid-70s, you didn't have a lot of the kind of training. I mean, we had training, but you don't have a lot of the ways to deal with stress of dealing with emergency situations. So over a period of time, after driving an ambulance for nearly 6 years, I started getting burnt out. And so
right.
I really started looking for, you know, thinking, what am I going to do when I grow up? Oddly enough, I had some strange dream because I used to work nights, and it had to do with John Wayne, who basically I'm sitting in a helicopter. And this is sort of interesting because I'm sitting in a helicopter with a camera, and he comes up to me and goes, welcome to the business. And I woke up out of that dream, you know, I was dreaming in the ambulance, and I woke up and I had this really kind of like this really strong aura and good feeling about that kind of, you know, interaction I just had with John Wayne in my dream, and that was it. And it's like, that's it. And so oddly enough, you know, fast forward to 94, 95, 96, here I am sitting in a helicopter many times with a camera in my hand. So it was kind of interesting, you know, in a Coast Guard helicopter, no less. So.
But you know what's amazing is John Wayne was my hero, okay, as was he the hero of a lot of young men in our era.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the main reasons why I volunteered to go to Vietnam the first time. Of course, I ended up doing three tours. But, I mean, you know, because in that stage of my life, I didn't want to, you know, waste a lot of time in the States, you know, jacking around in Shreveport, Louisiana, you know.
Right.
So I said, you know, over there, you know, I had that mentality. And of course, John Wayne was a real hero of mine. And I went totally the first tour when I went to Cameron. With that mentality in mind, of course, it kind of changed over the next 2 years. Still, you know, it's amazing how many young men identified with him, and it's interesting that was your dream.
You know, and I never really had, I mean, John Wayne as a child, when I was a child growing up, naturally he was, you know, but I never had that really strong affinity for John Wayne. I mean, it was just like, you know, I always enjoyed his movies and such, and so it was just so odd to have that kind of a dream.
Well, you better be glad it wasn't Vito Corleone or somebody. You know, you'd have dead horses all over the cutters.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go into something with Susan for a second. Susan, you know, I mean, he said you were a computer programmer.
Yes, I was a computer programmer during the day, getting my business degree at night, but I was also getting burned out. It's programming back in those days, and probably still now, was a pretty stressful type of profession. I was ready and looking for something new. I'd been writing stories and since I was a child, and writing was always something that I loved. So here, you know, I'm in an industry that is totally at the opposite side of my brain. When Tam suggested this, let's go into business and be a production company, it was exciting to me, and to be able to do something that I had my lifelong love, which was of writing. And so we combined what he did, which was behind the camera and editing and directing, with my love for writing. And then I was, of course, this, you know, organizational maniac as a programmer and my business degree. And it's like we felt like we had all of the right components to start a company. And that was in 1979. And most of the work that we did in those early days was commercials, you know, TV commercials, corporate video where we're doing marketing presentations for companies and training videos for companies to teach people how to make pizzas right or something. And it was, you know, it paid the bills and was, you know, which was good, but we both of us had this longing to do something different. And so in 1987, we decided to try to expand, and again, we were still naive enough to think, oh, well, we'll just go write a movie script or a TV script. Tam tapped back into this affinity that he had since a child about the Coast Guard, and we decided let's write a story about the Coast Guard. And that brought us in contact with the Motion Picture and Television Office in Los Angeles, where we met up with Lieutenant Commander John McElwain and kind of began a path that brought us back in connection with the Coast Guard.
See, my desire when I joined the Coast Guard is I wanted to work in small boats. So it was, for me, it was all about the small boats, rescue.
And that's the fort, isn't that the Fort Point series that you all created?
That's when I came up with the idea to do Fort Point. So it was going to be Fort Point USCG. You know, so that was sort of that was a catalyst of Fort Point, because I, you know, again, following small boat station, and I was kind of intrigued with that whole world. And, you know, since I couldn't actually live it, I thought, well, we could certainly write it and we could tell that story. We just need to try to find somebody down in L.A. that would want to watch something like that or buy something like that.
And exactly. And then, of course, then your successful series entitled Coast Guard, where you did, I think, 110 stations nationwide, had it for like a three-year stretch. Tell me a little bit about the Coast Guard series.
Well, that took a little doing, because, you know, we first embarked on the Coast Guard and met with John back in 87. What had happened is we went around, made the pitches to try to find some interest in L.A. for the idea and couldn't get anybody interested in it. And we put it on the back burner because our business, our corporate business, really started taking off. At the time, we were just a small office with about four people, and by the time 93, 94 rolled around, we had increased the size of the company considerably, and I think we had probably about 20-something people on staff. I put a lot of our effort in growing the business. And we had actually done, again, going back to my experience as an ambulance driver, we decided to create a TV series called Paramedics 1097. So we followed around paramedics for a little bit to try to, you know, see if we could do a TV series about paramedics. And so this was one of the first reality series back in the early 90s. And we ended up...
Okay, let me stop you for a second, Tam. So when you're doing this, now I'm asking this question mainly because I want to know, and I figure if I want to know, everybody wants to know. When you're sitting there doing, and you have some kind of conceptual idea, you physically are investing your own money to produce it in hopes that someone says, hey, that's a great idea, Tam. Is that kind of the way it goes?
Well, unfortunately, yes, for us, because that's the only way we seem to know how to do things is we just sort of pony it up and do it. And it's been kind of a, what would you say, Susan? It's been kind of a, you know, it's a double-edged sword, because right, we can control more of what we do, and we don't have to wait for somebody to give us an answer to do it.
Right.
Okay, well, everybody, forgive me, Susan, for interrupting you, but everybody wants to know, I mean, I want to know, and I mean, David Zeiger told me, you know, pretty much what it cost him to get out, but like, if you're going to sit there and take a camera crew, and you've got, you know, the boom mic guys, and the whoever you're using, even if you two guys are doing 80% of it, you still got a support group that you've got to do, and you're doing this ambulance kind of scenario, or this rescue kind of scenario, so, I mean, you just really have to roll the dice, because, I mean, let's say you invest $100,000 to do something, that could be high, it could be low, it doesn't matter, but let's say it's $100,000 to do this. You're basically rolling the dice with $100,000, for our example here, in hopes that someone likes it enough to say, yeah, now do me 12 more or 14 more. Is that the way this thing works?
Well, that's the way it worked for us. I mean, we, you know, we went and did that, went and shot for a month with an ambulance company in San Jose, created four episodes out of that, and then we started to market in L.A., and we got a lot of really great feedback, but we couldn't get anybody to buy it. And finally, we did get a cable channel to give us a contract, and we're going to go back into production as soon as they were actually a company that was trying to launch itself. It was
one of those first healthcare networks.
Yeah, healthcare network back in 94 time frame. So we're sitting here, you know, we feel like we've got a show that's going to be on the air, and unfortunately, they never launched, so our show never happened. But what we did do was we edited four episodes, and it aired on local television network in San Jose, and really gave us the experience of shooting and editing a reality show, which was experience that we would tap back into later. And as we were sitting there waiting for the health channel to get off the ground,
well, What had happened was we were sitting there, because we didn't have anything going on. We're trying to figure out, we had the corporate business going on. So I'm sitting in my office one day, and then, we're kind of bouncing back and forth trying to come up with some ideas. And Susan comes walking in and goes, "Well, what about a reality show about the Coast Guard?" I'm like, "Of course."
Why didn't I think
Why didn't
of that?
I think of that?
Duh.
we could do with this, right? And it's like, yeah, we can do this. Let's call down the motion picture office and see if there's something we can get going. And oddly enough,
was there a lot of politics, Tam? I mean, when you're dealing with a government entity and you walk in there, even though you have this passion for the Coast Guard and stuff, and you knew John, is there a certain amount of politics involved when you try to do something for the government or to portray the government to a degree?
The thing about working with we went back to L.A. and I called down the motion picture office, and then John answers the phone, and I'm like, "Oh, John," and he goes, "Well, yeah, I've been away, and I just got back in." I explained to him what we wanted to do. And he says, "Well, let me think about it. Let me see if I can get any good feedback on it and such and such." And I said, "I'm going to send you some of these paramedic shows that we did. And, you can take a look at that and you can kind of get an idea of what we're trying to do." So he watched the paramedic shows and he comes back and he goes, "If you can do for us what you did for those paramedics, we're on." And frankly, John made it, he just paved the way. We didn't feel any, effects from dealing with a government agency whatsoever.
He made it happen, we've talked to him since, and there was a lot of nervousness, especially in Washington, D.C. about this. It was such an early time of the early 90s of reality TV and the idea of having a camera crew on boats and in helicopters and living at the station, and what can we trust these people to portray us accurately and in good light. He really is the one that made that happen, and to let them know that they would have enough input into the process that it would be a good thing for the Coast Guard to be involved in.
Yeah, and it's like anything, I guess. I mean, it's who you know. I mean, really. I mean, because if you guys don't really know John and don't have a relationship, previous relationship with him, the chances of it happening are not near as great. Am I right or wrong on that?
Well, there's probably 500 guys or more that come to the motion picture office and say, "I got an idea for a TV show, and I'm going to do this, right, and I'm going to do that." And so they hear these pitches all day long. We were one of the very few, if any, we were really the only ones of all the thousands of pitches these guys listen to and producers that they talk to that actually ever got a reality series about the Coast Guard off the ground back in the early 90s.
And of course, it went on to be a tremendously successful thing. I think you had, 68 episodes covering, 200 stories, and it's still seen over the United Kingdom, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, it's called Sea Rescue, and it airs on Bravo in the UK.
Okay, let's move on into some of the other exciting things you guys have done, such as your syndicated television series. You produced 6 television specials for the Discovery Networks. Tell me a little bit about those.
Well, we started... Once we were wrapping up with the Coast Guard, and it was around 97 time frame, and I had recalled my first recollection was thinking about wanting to do we were trying to figure out ways to get into the Discovery Networks and do some specials with them. I started thinking about the Rescue Swimmer program, and I thought, because we'd been up there to do a story when we did the series, and I just remembered that, it was really intense stuff, and it was great, and they're a great group of guys. Let's do one. Let's try to pitch Discovery on a rescue swimmer. So we did, and they bought it.
That was the first one. Yeah.
Coast Guard rescue
swimmers. And what's really funny? I had seen a couple of these on cable.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing the one about the superboat races. It seems like it was like a couple of years ago that I saw it, because I saw it in Corpus. I thought, wow, this is kind of a really neat thing. And I don't know, it could have been Bravo, because Bravo's always on cable. I thought it was a very neat series that really was kind of, and like you say, it was like a reality on water show, pretty much.
Well, that's actually how our syndicator distributor was pitching it. They called it Cops on Water. And so the Cops TV show, it was an easy way to go talk to a TV station or a group of stations and say, "This show is Cops on Water." That's how we were able to clear the syndicated show Coast Guard in 110, different markets, was because it was a simple concept that people could get, so quickly. that episode that you're talking about that was the superboat races was actually a segment out of our television series, Coast Guard.
Ah, okay. Well, so in other words, it was kind of just edited for that particular showing or whatever, or that particular segment then, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, let's talk about some of the movie things that you guys have been involved in, and you can tell me how much involvement you really had. I know you did something for the Travel Channel, which is mainly focused on Coast Guard rescue stories, but you did something entitled Perfect Storm Rescues, which was kind of a simultaneous launch with the movie The Perfect Storm. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we were out trying to figure out how to start selling the Rescue Swimmer show on DVDs, and there was a home video distributor out of Los Angeles that had made contact with us and said, listen, we're really interested in your Coast Guard Rescue Swimmer show, but you know, what we need to do is we need the packages as a 2-hour, because what we like to do is we want to ride on the coattails of the Perfect Storm. The way we sell DVDs on our home video is that we package things up like Twister. You know, there was that movie Twister, was it? Like
exactly.
That. And so they'd done a VHS home video release on the same thing, but it was a documentary. And they packaged it to look similar, and it had a kind of a similar name and such. And so they said, is there something else you can add to this Coast Guard Rescue Swimmer show so that we could call it, like, you know, maybe Perfect Storm Rescues or something like that? So that's when we ended up creating another 1 hour of that, and we packaged that as a home video. And so then the home video distribution company went ahead and sold that as Perfect Storm Rescues. So
it came the same week as the motion picture with George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg is hitting the theaters. You could walk into Blockbuster, and boy, there's Perfect Storm Rescues.
Wow.
on the shelf, and you could take that and you can get a look at the real, you know, Perfect Storm Rescues. In fact, we were able to get a hold of the footage of the Coast Guard rescue that happened off of the Coast Guard cutter Tamaroa that is depicted in the movie. We had actual footage of that rescue on this DVD.
Yeah, when they were actually rescuing the people off the Satori.
Wow. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Now, Tam, when you are doing these documentaries, you're physically, obviously, as a director, producer kind of guy, aren't you? Pretty much like on the helicopters when you're shooting all this stuff?
Yeah, my role generally is as a director cameraman, and for all the Coast Guard stuff, you know, I spend a great deal of my time on the road, you know, traveling in on the small boats and in the helicopters carrying a 35, 40-pound camera on my back, my shoulder. And so you wonder.
Oh, yeah. Well, that leads me to a second sidebar. Did the Coast Guard require you guys to do any kind of special water training in the event of, you know, the helicopter goes down?
Yeah,
you always hear about and see?
We did egress training so that we would know how to get out of a helo in the event of the unlikely event of a water landing.
So we got a
basic, you know, basic understanding and knowledge, and actually did the actual physical training of how to do that stuff, so that was, which is really important.
Well, see, now, I do know, I rode in an Army helicopter briefly going from Cam Ranh to Phan Rang one time with some Army friends of mine. One of the things they said is, if we get shot down, wait till we get closer to the ground before you jump. I said, okay, good advice tip. I'll remember that. You know?
We had a quote from when we did our Coast Guard at War documentary. One of the Coasties that we interviewed that was a veteran from Vietnam, he talked about flying into Cameron Bay and how they said, if we crash, you're on your own.
Great quote.
Yeah, it's no women and children first. It's every man for himself.
Right.
I think that's where they came up with that slogan. Okay, God, that's a great story. Okay, let me talk about just for a moment before we go to the website and start talking about some of the neat stuff that's on there. And I spent literally a day the other day just kind of clicking on different things just to kind of see what was going on. You guys, did you act to a degree an advisor on The Guardian or not?
Not advisors per se, as you would normally, you know, what would be construed as an advisor, similar to how the Coast Guard personnel were advisors. What had happened was they had bought copies of our Coast Guard Rescue Swimmer DVD, were looking at it, and they ended up taking a lot of the footage and created kind of a presentation tape as it were, to be able to take to Disney and to Kevin Costner and to Kuchar and those guys to show them what a Coast Guard rescue swimmer is. So they took a lot of our footage and cut all that stuff together. And subsequently, they came back to us and requested more footage. And so we helped them with a lot of the footage that appears in the home DVD release. And we had also licensed them some footage for it to be seen in the movie. But I'm not sure how much of that footage actually made it into the movie itself.
Well, the other thing that they did was Andy Davis, who was the director of that movie, which I think was a great film, used a lot of the footage to help his department head, you know, the cinematographer or the special effects people, see what a real, you know, Coast Guard rescue looked like. So when they're doing these great special effects sequences and you see that, you know, the helicopter, you know, and it's really, it's all, you know, computer generated, there a lot of what they were working off was stuff that we had provided to them. You know, or, I mean, there's actually a shot in the movie of this, you know, this rescue swimmer jumping out of the helicopter, and it looks like our footage. It wasn't, but it looked, you know, it looks like, was that our shot?
There are a lot of replicated shots that were, you know, from the angles that we had created doing the real life series and doing the real life documentary that, you know, Andy kind of said, oh, that's a great angle. I think I'll, you know, I'll do that too. We were down there interviewing Andy for a video for the Motion Picture Office, a promotional video. And so we're interviewing Andy at his offices down there. And he goes, Pam, Susan, come here, I want to show you guys something. And so he takes us into his office, and he shows us that presentation video that they used. And, you know, I think 90% of it was our footage. And, we felt so
honored
on one hand, damn.
That's our footage.
Yeah. and, you know, I was about to say, I mean, that's got to be a real sense of pride for you, Tam, considering how you started out with hopes of being involved with the Coast Guard. I mean, now your life's pretty much wrapped around the Coast Guard, except for obviously your commercial enterprises, I'm sure, helps pay the bills.
Well, you know, the interesting thing I always kind of think about is I never would have been able to have achieved the level of experience and actually creating such a...
a breadth of experience, Coast Guard experiences you've had.
Yeah, both the experience level for myself, I mean, being able to fly in helos and be on small boats and be on the cutters. I mean, just, you know, I've done everything you can practically do in the Coast Guard, carrying a camera on my shoulder without not having been in the Coast Guard, but also to be able to expose the Coast Guard and its mission to the millions and millions of people all over the world that I could have never done if I had been in part of the Coast Guard, and let's say if I'd gone into public affairs or something like that. So on one hand, I've been very effective for the Coast Guard. I mean, that honorable discharge they gave me, I mean, that was a pretty good investment, I suppose.
Well, I hope so. I'd say it was a pretty good investment.
Just saying, you know, and then sailing on the Eagle and doing the, when we did the Eagle documentary that we produced, that was just, I mean, that was an experience of a lifetime. I mean, how many people actually, you know, that aren't in the Coast Guard Academy or come out of the Coast Guard Academy, or they're very, you know, relatively few crew members get to sail on, you know, the Coast Guard Cutter Eagle. I mean, that's just...
Well, and that for me, too, was, again, going back to when I was a child, 14, 13 years old, my dad bought me a model of the Eagle. And I remember, you know, I built a model, and I just, you know, as a kid, I had quite an imagination, too. So I would always dream that was, you know, I was going to be on that ship, and just to have actually built it, and then to actually now as an adult actually get on the ship, spend 5 days, you know, sailing on her and being able to climb the yards and go out to the bowsprit. And it was amazing. And we shot that all in high definition. And so we created some of the most phenomenal images you can imagine.
Wow. Well, you know, our mutual friend over at military.com is Vince Patton. He told a story in his thing, and he was on the Cutter Dallas, which I thought at the time was really kind of ironic because I live in Dallas. Dallas is my hometown, grew up, born, bred, Texan kind of guy. And he's telling me a story about him being on the Cutter Dallas when he was just a young snipper telegraphing Russians trying not to create World War III as they're trying to rescue some guy. So it's really kind of funny because then, of course, we kind of informally met via email. I tell you, I have learned more about the Coast Guard between Vince and you guys than I could have possibly imagined. And I have learned one thing, and I posted this on military.com on the forums. There was used to be a lot of myths regarding the Coast Guard. And by myths, I mean people did this, they did that, they did it because they didn't want to go to war and all this other stuff. But, you know, everything I have seen, every little video that I saw on the Coast Guard channel, all the different things that I saw, I mean, the Coast Guard does one hell of a job on a mission that they are assigned to do. And I have just tremendous respect for everybody that's ever been involved with the Coast Guard, and especially the rescue things. I can't even imagine diving into waters that I have seen portrayed in not only The Guardian, but, you know, some of the footage that you guys show and whatever, diving into those kind of waters, thinking of nobody else but saving those people or saving as many of them as you can. I mean, boy, talk about just what a magnificent group of people the Coast Guard folks are.
They really are. You know, I think one of the things that really came through to us over the years, and probably one of the more important projects that we've worked on, was when we did our most recent project with Discovery's Military Channel, was Coast Guard at War. To be able to tell the story of the Coast Guard Vietnam vets was just an amazing experience for us to actually meet these guys and meet some of the different heroes. And for guys that went into the Coast Guard for the most part to rescue and save people and end up in Vietnam on an 82-footer, having to shoot at people and all the different things that they did both on a rescue level and on a military level. And
it's a story that really hasn't been told before. I mean, I think people think of Vietnam and they think of, you know, the Marines and they think of the Army and they might think of Air Force pilots. When we told people that we were working on this program about the Coast Guard in Vietnam, they'd go, Our Coast Guard was there? And it's like, yeah, you know, they were the first coastal patrol boats that were there. You know, and we felt so much pressure as we were doing this. You know, we went out and we interviewed all these guys, and it just, you know, I cried a number of times with them. And, you know, we brought the footage back in here and we edited it together. We just felt the, you know, the weight of all of those Coasties on our shoulders to do their story right, because here it is, you know, 40 years later, finally their stories getting told. And, you know, just like a lot of the other vets that came back from Vietnam that were treated so poorly, so were they.
Exactly.
You know, they came back and had that treatment. And then on top of that, their story has just never been told. You know, so it was just a real, almost a catharsis for them to have being able to get that story out. And, you know, I have never been involved in a project, either from that project, the Coast Guard at War, or this Coast Guard website that we do, the Coast Guard Channel, where I've had so many people thank us for what we're doing.
Being so appreciative.
You know, it's just like, I've been in business for almost 30 years now, and to have that kind of feedback. I mean, it's, yeah, there's things that people would like to see us do different, and we're working through all that. But it's just, it feels so good, you know. I mean, it's just the most rewarding project that we could possibly have, you know, that we could be doing. It's like, you know, it's a dream.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, I mean, is that on DVD available to right now, to this day?
Coast Guard at War?
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is. We aren't selling it because of our agreement with the Military Channel, but you can buy it off of Amazon.com. Coast Guard, you could just type in Coast Guard at War in the search function, and you can buy it there.
Okay, great. And while we're talking about it, give us the website address. I mean, it's pretty easy, but tell me what the website address is, Susan, for you guys.
It's www.coastguardchannel.com.
So that's pretty simple. All they can do is put that and all the other little neat stuff that attaches to the end of it. Just happens to suck up there, right?
Yeah, it's the first, you know, it's the first ever internet television network dedicated to a branch of the military. You know, there's other, you know, great military websites out there, but we're really distinguishing our website as an internet television network. It's ironic because back in, you know, 95, you know, we had the first ever reality series dedicated to a branch of the military, and here with this new technology, we're able to have the first internet television network, a whole network really dedicated to the Coast Guard. And
one of the great things is, you know, for years we've been sitting on probably what we would consider, and most people would consider, the world's largest library of video footage. because after spending 4 years, five, well, actually probably 7 years of shooting a lot of Coast Guard stuff, and then having all the different footage being sent to us from the different offices throughout the Coast Guard, we amassed quite a library of footage. And to actually now
oh,
be able
I can
to,
imagine.
To actually you do something with it versus just having it sort of sitting around is really
good. I can imagine. And you know, you guys may not be aware of this, but there's a website called AboveTopSecret.com, and I have a friend of mine, and it's a huge website. I mean, they've got like 8 million subscribers, or I mean, some ungodly number or whatever. I have a forum there, and I became real good friends with the owners of Above Top Secret, and one of the owners is a guy by the name of Springer. When I started doing the Vince Patton interview at Military.com, he said, you know, I'm a Coastie. And I went, you're kidding. He says, no. He says, no, I was in the Coast Guard. So we started talking about that. And then, of course, he listened to Vince Patton's interview. And then when I called him the other day, we talk about 3 or 4 times a week. I said, you know, I'm going to be talking to the co-founders of the Coast Guard channel. He says, you're kidding me. I said, no. He says, boy, he says, you know, they and I need to hook up because we might be able to come up with some kind of mutual benefit or cross promotion between the Coast Guard channel and AboveTopSecret.com. So when we get off the air, Tam and Susan, I'm going to give you Springer's email address, or I'll email you, I guess,
okay.
And then try to hook you guys up. In fact, he called me the other day, and he says, and he got so excited about the interview that I was going to do with you guys, and then I gave him the website to CoastGuardChannel.com. And he went to it, and he said, oh, this is great. This is really great. And he was just really on and on and on and on. And he says something back to me, and I said, can you hear what I'm saying? He says, what are you talking about? I says, well, I have me a Coast Guard flag in one hand, and I have the Above Top Secret flag in the other, and I'm doing that cross-flag stuff that the ships used to do. And he goes, funny, real funny. He does have a sense of humor, trust me. So I'm going to hook you guys up. Okay, let's go to the website. I've already got the website up, but tell me about when did you start the website and said, okay, this is what we want to do?
Well, it all sort of started
it started as a result of the Guardian movie release. In helping them, they asked us, you know, do you guys have a website online that you can sell some of the DVDs that you've done? We didn't at the time. You know, we've been pitching more Coast Guard concepts, you know, to TV networks all the time, but we had, you know, not really put up a website dedicated to it. That was the impetus. It's like when they asked us if we had one, we said, sure, we will. And so back in September, we launched the predecessor to the Coast Guard channel, which was Coast Guard Rescues. And that went live the weekend before the movie hit the theaters. And we started selling DVDs. And then we started really refining what we wanted this channel to be, you know, started expanding it, you know, right from the start to not just be about selling DVDs, but about creating these webisodes and features and starting to get great stories in from Coasties all over the country.
Plus, we realized that the Coast Guard Rescues.com, we were sort of limiting ourselves because, you know, the mission of the Coast Guard is so varied. It's not all about rescues, and so we really had to come.
Yeah, as I found out by spending a day on the Coast Guard channel. One of the things I thought was really interesting, and you know, I don't want to do a under the microscope thing on the site because I want people to go there first off and see just the unbelievable, marvelous things. But there's some things that I thought were really, really interesting. And this is on your 24/7 video, basically. There was a story about Sinbad. This dog is considered to be the most historical dog, a mascot that's ever been on a ship. Just a really neat story. It was so neat that I brought my kid in and I said, you want to see something really cool? Because we were really kind of animal lovers. In case the city of Dallas is listening, we only have 3 dogs. they limit you on the amount of animals you can have. But I said, you know, this is really a neat story. And he was really blown away. And this is a 19-year-old kid. It's just a really neat story, but there's so many things on there. I love the Hilo Rescue Swimmer School because that's really Guardian in real life. And it really kind of showed that everything they showed on the movie Guardian was pretty much factual.
Right.
I don't think there was any exception to what they did there, because in this little teaser that you do, I mean, the guys are, and this reminded me about when I was back in basic training, being reamed out by the TI, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've already talked about the Superboat races at Miami, which I liked. Dangerous Rescues, I thought, was really kind of intense. I thought there was a lot of neat things on there. So tell me what, you know, you've got, like, it says about, tells about the Coast Guard channel, the 24/7 video. Now, as I understand from the website, aren't you guys going to have full DVDs that they can buy and download from there?
That's definitely our goal. We're right now trying to sort through what the technology that's going to be. We're, you know, so that's kind of, you know, it's a really new phenomenon that people have fast enough connections and to make that possible. So we're riding kind of that wave, and hopefully before the end of the year we'll have that ability, so you don't have to buy a physical DVD. You can download it, and then your computer will be hooked up to your TV anyway, and you'll be able to watch it.
Or they could burn their own DVD, basically.
That's, or they could burn them up. Yeah, they can just download it right to a DVD burner. I mean, one of the things, you know, I think like even Bill Gates is starting to talk about in terms of the computer being the, you know, in a few years from now, that's going to be the way you want television programming will be through your computer. And so that's why I think that we're really positioning ourselves to, as a niche network focused on the Coast Guard, you know, we want to be the place that everybody comes to watch great stories about the Coast Guard.
Well, if you believe what the commercials now on TV that you see, where they've got this guy that's supposedly PC, and then you got this other actor supposed to be Mac, you know, and they're talking about the new Vista thing, to where this new security program. I don't have Vista, by the way. I'm going to wait 2 years until they get all the bugs worked out. You know, I mean, it's, the way they portray it is every time something happens on the internet, Vista's security asks you allow or disallow. So if Bill Gates is going to create something to where I have to watch my TV through it, he better really get his act together, because I don't have patience with a remote control as it is. But if I've got to sit there and tell this stupid computer to allow me to watch 2.5 Men every night, I'm going to have some serious problems with that technology.
They definitely need to make it easier, that's for sure.
I noticed on the site it says, coming soon, Coast Guard Channel News webcast with Christy Shaw. Tell me about what that's going to be about.
Well, that's essentially a weekly newscast, so that we'll wrap up the Coast Guard news from the, you know, that's happened during the week, put together, you know, video and audio and pictures from around the Coast Guard, stories of rescues or law enforcement cases, drug busts, you know, whatever has happened during that week. She would be like the Paula Zahn of the Coast Guard Channel.
And wow.
Yeah, so she's to actually start that in about a week and a half. That's one of the things we're really excited about, is to put a face with the channel. Luckily, it's not my face, but it's...
oh, now come on, Susan.
And Christy, she's from North Carolina, and she still has a little bit of that North Carolina draw.
Oh, well, that draw them to the channel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's your Coast Guard news, y'all. No, I think that's a Texas draw, isn't it?
And we're, you know, it's, what's just amazing to me is how much some of the people that have been starting to be associated with us, some of these authors that, you know, are recognized as writing some of the best books about the Coast Guard, you know, Tom Beard and Mike Walling, who worked with us on the Sinbad piece, Martha LaGuardia, all of these people working with us is just really, I think, helping to solidify a place where Coast Guard fans can come and, you know, get information. It's not all video. It could be a story that Tom has written, or a chapter from Martha's book, or that, you know, multimedia piece about Sinbad. But it's very exciting to see all these people kind of coming together. I mean, even the Sinbad story with Mike Walling, I had found that as a trivia item, and I was in the process of producing this little trivia piece, and simultaneously and totally separate, Mike had contacted us about the fact that he had written this book on the Coast Guard in World War II, and had also has all of this material about Sinbad. And it's like, wow, that's coincidental. You know, so he helped us in a matter of a few days to put that Sinbad piece together, and it wouldn't have been half as good as it was without his help. He kind of knows that story inside and out, so it's much more accurate as a result.
And we're going to be actually releasing a DVD on that. It'll include that little bit that we have on the website, as well as an old newsreel
of Sinbad.
Which is really, really fun to watch, because you see all the, you know, the real live old film of Sinbad doing all his different things.
Wow. What a really, really neat story. It really was. I was very, very touched by it, and especially how they honored him on the new ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, boy, that was just really neat to have that kind of impact from the human world to the animal world. The thing I loved about the story is the court-martial of the dog.
Yeah.
You know, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall for that little court-martial proceeding. Woof, woof. You know, boy, talk about a funny story. Well, listen, you guys, I know you just got 1,000 things going on, and I can't thank you enough for the time that you've allowed me to have with you and to help promote the Coast Guard Channel, which I want to give the website again is www.coastguardchannel.com. That's CoastGuardChannel.com. That's for those of you that are dyslexic and don't know the C goes before O and all the other stuff. Anyway, you guys have been great, and again, I've learned a lot of neat stuff, and I want to say before we say our goodbyes, and then I want you guys to hang on before we exit out, I can't tell you what an exciting website this really is. I really spent literally 6 to 7 hours on there just kind of finding the different things. If there's only one negative, is your teasers. I wanted to see so much more. But boy, when I started watching some of these things, and especially the rescue swimmer preview and stuff, and it got right to the point where I'm going, wow, this is really, you know, I was going to go pop some popcorn. I didn't know what was on there. And then all of a sudden,
it's,
you know,
over.
It's over. And I'm going, wait a minute. I want to see this. So it's really got some neat stuff. And I can't wait personally for you guys to be able to put stuff up on your shop where I can really download stuff on the computer and burn it or whatever.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be able to do that. In the meantime, people are buying the DVDs.
Well, and that's the main thing, is we want people to understand that the Coast Guard Channel is an independent entity. It is not run by the Coast Guard, but it's run by Tam and Susan O'Connor Frazier, the co-founders of the Coast Guard Channel. Guys, I can't thank you enough for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview. I know I did. For more fun, audio, video, comedy, music, and interviews, please visit my homepage at www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, this is Dave Rabbit. Just remember, you don't have to support a war to support the troops. Peace, everybody.